The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 36. Ladies and gentlemen, after a well-earned 2 weeks' vacation, here is your regular director on Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Duncan.
Thank you, Bob, and good evening, everybody. Tonight, a change from our usual serious dramatic fare to something a little lighter. A charming story called No Shoes by Lawrence DuPont. Playing the leading role tonight is our good friend Bernard Grant. From time to time on Playhouse, Mr. Grant has played a priest, a smooth menace, a cop, and a gangster, and even a cultured art collector. Tonight he is heard as Mike Cassidy, a truck driver. Such versatility, we think, deserves special honorable mention. With him is Ivor Francis, a very skillful young actor whom we are happy to welcome to Radio City Playhouse for his first appearance. Here, then, are Bernard Grant as Mike Cassidy and Ivor Francis as John Norman in Lawrence DuPont's No Shoes, Attraction 36 on Radio City Playhouse.
To most men, impending fatherhood is an earth-shaking experience, a chaotic period punctuated by quick alarms and fitful dreaming. Strangely enough, it's the rugged, virile type of husband who finds maternity the most exhausting. Such a man is Mike Cassidy. Ah, Mike is a man. Yes, sirree, he's the president of the Cassidy Trunking Company. He's also the only employee. At this exact moment, he's playing Drop Dead Rummy in the firehouse of Engine Company No. 5, which is located almost directly across the street from his home. Seated at the card table with Mr. soon-to-be-a-father Cassidy is Mr. Robert McGuire, known as Bert.
How are you?
Mr. Joseph Davis, known as Joe.
Hiya, folks.
And would you care to say a few words, Mr. Cassidy?
Can't you keep quiet? Oh,
sorry, Mr. Cassidy. I forgot about your delicate condition.
Hey, Mike, keep your mind on the game. Anybody think you was having the baby instead of Molly?
Yeah.
You're right, Joe. Taking Mike's money tonight's like taking candy from a baby. You get it?
Oh, you guys are about as funny as a crutch.
Oh, you gotta admit it ain't bad. Your deal, Bert.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Look at him, Bert. Don't he look like he's been fighting a four-alarm fire?
Yeah. With them bags under his eyes, he could pass for Fred Allen.
Okay. Let's play cards, huh?
No sense of humor, Bert. What you expecting, Mike, boy or girl?
A boy.
A boy, says Bert. And he says it like there ain't nothing else.
There ain't? Not for me.
Want a bet?
Yeah. If you do, I'll take some of it.
Hey.
What you jumping about, Mike? Take it easy now. Don't get upset. That was four strokes. In this station, we're only interested in five. And anyway, you don't even work here. Boy, oh boy, if you ain't got the swellest case of the screaming memes I ever seen, ain't that right, Bert?
Yeah. The last guy I seen so jumpy had twin girls.
I remember that. Awful sad, wasn't it, Bert?
Yeah.
Hey, what'd he do the next time? You know, when his wife had triplet girls. Didn't he jump in front of a train or something?
Nah, I think he just changed his name and snuck out of town.
Now, look, either we're going to play rummy or we're going to tell bump jokes. Now, make up your minds.
The boy's awful touchy tonight, Bert. Maybe we better play cards.
Okay, but don't pass him any jacks or kings. He'll be saving them.
Wait a minute. Before we start, I got something for you, Mike. Just picked it up this morning. I was meaning to give it to you when you first come in, but I forgot. Here.
Wait a minute, Joe. Make a little speech first.
Oh, why don't you guys grow up,
now, huh? Now, is that any way to talk when your best friend wants to give you a present? Go ahead, Joe. Make your little speech.
Well, Mr. Cassidy, in behalf of the boys of Fire Engine Company No. 5... I want to present you with this little present.
Yeah, present.
You do,
It ain't much.
No.
But we want you to know our hearts is behind it.
Yeah.
At first, we didn't know what to get you.
That's right.
Being we didn't know what you got at your show.
Oh, no, cut
it
out, will
you? But we took a vote, and we decided we ought to give you something for the kid.
Yeah, for the kid.
So we hope little Susie Cassidy has a lot of fun playing with this doll.
Oh, what a bunch of jerks.
I got it. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Wait for you, Mike.
Me?
Your name's Mr. Michael Cassidy, ain't it?
Oh, my gosh. Give me that phone. Hello? Hello? Yeah. She has.
Uh-oh.
Holy smoke. Yeah. Yeah, I'm leaving right away.
Hospital?
Everything okay?
Yeah, I gotta hurry. Molly's in the delivery room already.
Got your truck?
Yeah, it's right out front.
Anything we can
do? No. I'll see you guys later. Hey, what'll I do with me, Cassidy?
It's on your head.
Oh.
Hey, look, if you wait a while, maybe the chief will send you down on a hook and ladder or something.
Hey, you're forgetting the dog.
Can you tell me which way is the delivery room?
Packages or babies?
Babies, what do you think?
Shh, this is the hospital, you know.
Babies, what do you think?
Well, I saw the package you're carrying, and I thought...
Oh, them's toys for my son. Got any objections?
No, none at all. What's your wife's name, please?
Molly Cassidy.
Just one moment till I look it up.
Okay.
Yes, your wife's gone into the delivery room, all right. But you can't go there now. You'll have to wait in the OB waiting room down the hall.
Wait? Do I have to wait?
Why, yes. Didn't you expect to?
Well, no. As it is, I've already been waiting 9 months. You should pardon the expression.
Well, I'm afraid there's more ahead of you. Follow me, and I'll show you where it is.
Nice. You won't forget to tell me when he comes, huh?
When who comes?
My son!
Oh, no, we won't forget you. Here we are. You can make yourself comfortable in this waiting room, Mr. Cassidy. You'll find some magazines on the table there to help you pass the time.
Okay.
You should want a telephone. Use the one on the table there. Dial 9 first. Uh-huh. We'll keep you advised as to how your wife is getting along.
Okay, thanks.
Cigarette?
Huh? Oh, yeah, thanks. Gosh, I didn't know there was anybody else in the room. Kind of excited, I guess.
I was over at the window. You couldn't see me because of the door. Light?
Yeah. Thanks.
Not at all. Glad to help a father in distress. It is fatherhood, isn't it?
Yeah. It's tough, ain't it? Hey, wait a minute. Ain't funny, mister. My stomach's full of butterflies chasing around like there was just propelled or something. Me ticker ain't doing so good either. It feels like it was tied to a yo-yo.
No, I wasn't making fun of you. I know exactly how you feel. Just 1 week ago today, I went through the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Looks like everybody but me has had kids before. My old man went through it 9 times. But that don't help me none. I'm still suffering.
How's your wife?
Oh, she's okay. Strong as a horse. I ain't worried none about her. She'll pull through in a breeze.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, what was your kid? A boy or a girl?
Boy.
Hey, that's for me, a boy.
Oh?
Yeah, that's the ticket, all right, a boy. And his name's gonna be Mike.
Mike?
Lil Mike. Just like his old man. All them lame brains out at the firehouse in the garage been riding me. They've been telling me it's going to be a girl. But that don't worry me none. Even my mother-in-law says it's going to be a girl, and still I ain't worried. Eh. You know what she says?
What?
She says she can tell by the way the wife walks. Listen, they can't tell that way, can they?
No, of course they can.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's just a lot of malarkey. And that doctor, oh, what a jerk. You know, you'd think with all the experience the guy's had, he'd quit pussyfooting around, come right out and say if it was going to be a boy or a girl. But no. First he says it could be a boy. And right after that, he talks for half an hour on how it could be a girl. Just as easy. Oh, ain't that a way to do business? Oh, them doctors. They don't want to crawl out in the limb for nothing.
Well, that's understandable. He's just trying to save you from a disappointment in case it turns out to be a girl.
Hey, now get this, mister. It ain't gonna be no girl.
All right. I was just explaining why the doctor wouldn't commit
him. Yeah. I know all about him. Just getting sick and tired of having anybody tell me how it's gonna be a girl, maybe. I ain't having any of that.
Don't you want to set your package down somewhere? You've been carrying it around with you ever since you came into the room.
Oh, yeah. I guess I better. It's some stuff I bought for the kid.
Oh.
Would you like to see what I got?
Why, yes, very much. Looks like toys, is it?
Yeah, lots of them. I know he ain't going to be able to use all this stuff right now, like this little train. But kids grow fast, especially on my side of the family. Whenever he wants to play with something, I want him to have it handy. Shouldn't be long before he can play with his train, should it, huh?
No, I guess not.
Ain't that nifty? Yeah, when Molly's minded him, she can just set this down beside him, and we'll keep him happy. and to hit some marbles in a truck.
Say, that truck's almost big enough for him to go into business.
That's the idea to a T. Figure, there ain't no time like now for him to be getting used to trucks. You see, me and him's going into the trucking business together. Cassidy and Son, local and long-distance hauling. Sounds pretty good, don't it?
Yes, it does. Very professional. That your business?
Yeah, that's my business. Got me own truck and all. Ain't been in the business long. I'm just starting out, but I'm doing real good. In fact, right now I got more business than I can take care of. I even turned down a long haul today so as I could be on hand to meet my new partner. I got some business cards here with me somewhere, sir. Oh, here they are. Just had them printed the other day. I got a friend in the printing business. How do you like them? Pretty nifty, ain't they?
Mm-hmm. Cassidy and Son. I see you've already adopted the new title.
Oh, well, that's just between you and me. I ain't going to show them to nobody, except in Molly and the kid, of course.
Of course.
See, if the guys down at the firehouse knew I had these things printed, they'd kid the pants off.
Sure, I know how it is.
I just had them made up to see what it would look like in print. Didn't cost me nothing, because, like I said, I got a friend in the business, and I made him promise to keep his mouth shut. Ah, Cassidy and Son. Has a nice, clean sound to it, don't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Cassidy, it certainly has. Sounds quite professional.
Yeah, that's the ticket. We don't want to sound like no ham and eggers. The real McCoy, professionals. You can go ahead and keep that the one there I give you. Go ahead, keep it. You might want to have some stuff hauled someday. You never can tell.
Okay.
Hey, we supposed to answer that thing?
I don't see why not. Hello? Yes, he is. Just a moment. For you.
For me? Hmm. But nobody knows them even?
Hey, it's those lugs at the firehouse.
Yeah? No. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I tell you, I'm not the doctor. Yeah, I'll let you know. All right. Bunch of jerks.
Oh, they mean well.
They give me a pain. Hey, what's your racket, mister? You a banker or something?
I'm a lawyer. Here, you've given me one of your cards. Have one of mine.
Hey, thanks. Norman Brightwell, and Norman, attorneys at law. You Brightwell?
No, Norman, John Norman.
Well, ain't that overdoing it a little, putting your name down three times like that?
No. In the legal profession, it's more or less traditional for law firms to list the partners according to their seniority.
Yeah?
It sometimes gets very confusing, though. In this case, there are three Normans in the firm. My father, my brother, and myself.
Oh, you, your brother, and your old man, huh?
Hmm.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Maybe after little Mike, I can have another son. Pat. Yeah. And we can call it Cassidy, and Cassidy. Local and long distance hauling. Nah, that's lousy. A name like that, the boys would run me out of town. They'd think I was bragging.
Norman Brightwell and Norman.
Boy, that sure is a mouthful, ain't it? You ought to forget tradition and simplify it. Why don't you call it three Normans and a Brightwell?
I'm afraid we sound too much like a team of vaudeville jugglers.
I guess that's right. When a guy's looking for a lawyer to handle his business, he don't want nothing to do with a juggler, does he? But a trucker's different. He don't have to act dignified all the time. There's an outfit uptown calls themselves the Six Brothers.
Huh?
Yeah. From the number of trucks I see rolling the streets, it ain't hurt their business none. Maybe I could call it the Three Cassidy's Hauling Company. After I get another son, of course.
Aren't you counting your Cassidy's before they're hatched? You haven't got your first one yet.
Oh, it's a lead pipe, Sands. Wonder what time it's getting to be. I didn't think it would take this long.
Well, you'll have to be more patient than that. It might take several hours.
You think so?
Oh, very strong possibility, especially with first babies. They never come when you expect them. Now, why don't you sit down and read something? It'll quiet your nerves.
Oh, I ain't never been much good at reading. And I figure this ain't no time to stop. I feel better standing up. Boy, they sure got a lot of sayings hanging all over this room, ain't they? Reminds me of one. I was a kid in school.
I imagine a lot of people have got comfort from reading them while they waited.
Well, I guess they're all right for a guy that's got a mind, but for guys like me, they don't always make sense.
Mm. Take that one right opposite you.
Huh?
Time heals all wounds. That makes sense, doesn't it?
I don't know. Maybe it should be time wounds all heals, huh? There's another one over there that don't make sense. I complained because I had
no... And you can make yourself comfortable in here, Mr. Olson. You'll find some magazines
on the table there to help you pass the time. Tap, 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 nurse. If you should want a telephone, use the one on the table there. Dial 9 first.
We'll keep you advised as to how your wife is getting along, et cetera, et cetera. I've been through all this before.
All right, then I won't worry about you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, good evening.
I assume we are all gathered on this floor for a common purpose, am I right?
Well, as a matter...
You needn't answer. I can tell by looking at you. Having been through this sort of thing before, many times, I intend to make myself comfortable. You have no objections?
Why, no. Go right ahead.
And you, sir?
Me? No. Make yourself at home.
Very well. You obviously are both beginners, so it might be well for you to observe carefully what I do. It might come in handy in the years to come. Now, first, you take your overcoat like this and roll it up neatly until it forms a nice, firm pillow. Like this. Very well. Now you place it at the head of the couch like this.
Hey, listen, who are you?
Tut, don't interrupt. As I was saying, I always insist that my wife comes to this hospital. The springs on this couch are so much better. Now you stretch out with your head on the pillow. To ensure complete relaxation, you open your newspaper like this and place it over the face to keep out all the light, like this. If I should fall asleep and the nurse should come looking for me, please wake me.
Holy smoke. You must be a regular customer here.
Ninth time.
Wow. What you expecting this time, a boy or a girl?
One or the other.
Well, don't it make no difference which?
No, the score stands for all. Four boys, four girls. So, you see, no matter which way it goes, it's all right.
Not for me, it ain't. I ain't gonna take nothing like having a girl laying down. I gotta have a boy. I won't have nothing else.
I don't believe I've ever seen anyone so bent on having a son. Is there any particular reason why it must be that way?
Yeah, a lot of reasons. Like I told you before, there was nine of us kids. You know how many of them was boys? Just me. The rest of them was all girls, jabbering, crying, getting married, having kids, nagging, complaining. My poor old man. He spent most of the time while he was waiting for me to come along, hiding behind a gin bottle, so he wouldn't have to face his friends who had sons. I guess when he was stiff that way, all that sobbing was easier to take. By the time I come along, he liked his gin so much, he didn't care if I was there or not. No, that ain't for me. I gotta have a boy right off so we can start cashing in on them things I've been planning for me and him.
Well, that makes it much easier to understand.
Say, there's one thing you didn't tell me about having your kid. How long do you have to wait?
A lifetime. From early one afternoon till 10 o'clock the next morning.
Wow, that was a long time. How about the boy? Who's he look like? You or the missus?
Like Laura. Well, that's his mother.
Just like his old... Just like the missus. Wasn't you disappointed?
Well, I've got a snapshot of her right here in my wallet. I'll let you judge for yourself. Here. Now, wouldn't you be satisfied to have a son that looked like her?
Gee, she sure is a beautiful lady. Is it to me, nurse? Is my boy here?
No, Mr. Cassidy, not yet. It's Mr. Norman I want.
Oh.
We've finished feeding your son, Mr. Norman. He'll be ready to go in just a little while now.
Oh, thank you.
We're dressing him. I'm sorry we kept you waiting so long. We've been awfully busy this evening.
Well, that's all right, nurse. I really haven't noticed the wait at all. I've been having a very interesting talk with Mr. Cassidy here.
Oh, I'm glad. What happened to Mr. Olson? Did he leave?
No. I'm right here on the couch behind the door.
Oh. Well, I don't think you'll have much longer to wait, Mr. Olson.
Okay. I'll be here when you want me.
How much longer will I have to wait, nurse?
I really couldn't say, Mr. Cassidy. First babies don't arrive on timetable schedule.
Well... when he does get here, will I be able to see him right away?
That all depends, Mr. Cassidy. We'll call you just as soon as possible. Now, please, relax.
How do you like that? I'm going to have a baby, and she tells me to relax.
I think she's giving us some very sound advice. How's Mrs. Cassidy doing, nurse?
Very well. She shouldn't have much trouble.
See what I tell you? Oh, she's as strong as a horse, Molly is. You know, I've been wondering, how come you was waiting here if you had your baby a week ago? Come to get your son, huh? Boy, I bet that's a swell feeling.
Yes, it is.
He gonna be a lawyer, too?
Oh, if that's what he wants to do, it would make me very happy.
You mean you ain't gonna make him be a lawyer?
Why, no. He might not care for law at all.
Hey, my boy better like the trucking racket or I'll bust his neck.
Mr. Olson, your baby arrived while I was in here a moment ago. Congratulations, it's a fine baby boy. 8 pounds, 10 ounces.
Thanks, nurse. The last boy I had weighed 9 pounds, 4 ounces. Pardon me, gentlemen. I was almost asleep. Well, I guess I'll be going now. Goodbye, and good luck.
Wow.
If that ain't the coolest cookie I ever seen.
I'll bet he wasn't always that calm.
And did you notice? He had a boy.
Yeah.
And it didn't make no difference to him what he got. Hey, I can't miss.
Now, don't forget the law of averages.
What do you mean?
Well, it may be time for a girl.
Mister, I told you once, I ain't kidding. This ain't gonna be no girl. Don't want to hear no more about it either, get it? Go try putting your hex in some other guy.
I'm sorry, Cassidy. I didn't mean to upset you. I was only trying to...
Quit trying right now. For me, nurse?
Yes, Mr. Cassidy. You see, we...
Well, come on, sister, spill it.
Your baby is here.
Yahoo! Did you hear that, Norman? Boy, oh boy, my son's here!
Mr. Cassidy, that isn't what I wanted to...
Where is he? Who's he look like, me?
Yes and no, I mean...
Well, you're all excited, too, ain't you?
Wait
till I get the toy truck. You can show me where he is. I gotta have a little father-son talk with that guy.
But, Mr. Cassidy, you've just got to listen.
What's the matter? You let him happen to my kid, did you? Mike's all right, ain't he? Come on, sister, start talking.
Take it easy, Mike. Give her a chance.
I'm giving her a chance. Come on, sister. Can't you see I'm going crazy? Give it to me straight. Well, I warn you to help me if you'll have anything.
Mike, let me handle this.
Thank you, Mr. Norman.
All right, now, nurse. What is it?
Mr. Norman, I was afraid to tell him. It's a girl.
A girl. I won't have a girl. Do you hear me? I won't.
Pull yourself together, Mike. You're acting like a baby.
Yeah, it's easy for you to talk. You got everything you want. You got a boy. You got something to carry your name and make you feel proud. 100 years from now, there might be a guy by the name of Norman in the White House, even. People ain't going to forget there was a guy by the name of John Norman because there'll be somebody around to remind him you once lived.
Now, Mike, look.
And then lawyer friends of yours. They're going to be cracking old bum jokes about having a lady lawyer working with you.
Mike, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, shut up. What do you think them punks down at the firehouse in the garage are going to be saying? I'll tell you. They'll remember me, old man. They'll swat each other in the back and say, like father, like son. And they'll tie pink ribbons all over my truck, I know it. And they'll look at me with them stupid smiles in their mugs. They'll make up a lot of corny gags about lady truckers. Yeah. You can tell me to pull myself together. You ain't lost nothing.
You still got your little girl.
Yeah. Ain't that some comfort, though?
Molly's a good woman, a good wife, isn't she?
Yeah, so what? That don't change nothing. I still ain't got a son. That's what I ordered.
So you don't consider that you have anything to be grateful for?
No. Except that I got enough dough on me to go out and get stinked.
Oh, Mike, be reasonable. Going out and getting drunk won't solve anything.
It won't.
No, it won't bring you the son you've got your heart set on. The only thing you'll get out of that is a hangover and a lot of regrets.
Oh, leave me alone.
You're a great big likable lug, Mike, with more pride than is good for you. And someday you're going to find out that it doesn't pay off. Now, Mike, why don't you go on in and see Molly and your baby?
I don't care if I never see him.
But Molly needs you. She's just been through an agony you'll never know, just to give you a child.
Well, she could have spared herself the trouble.
Mike, I was mistaken. You're a big, selfish jerk with more muscles than brains, and you make me sick.
Mr. Norman, here's your son. He's all ready to go home.
Well, thank you, nurse. Oh, just a moment till I get my hat and coat.
He's the sweetest little fellow on the whole floor, Mr. Norman. And is he a sleepyhead? That's why he's complaining right now. He didn't want me to wake him up.
All right, nurse. I'll take him. There.
Oh, hey, yeah. Hey.
Well.
Stop that squalling. Your daddy will leave you here. There you are.
Well, thank you for everything, nurse. You've all been wonderful to us. We won't forget it.
You're very welcome, Mr. Norman.
So long, Mike. Think over what I said.
Goodbye, Mr. Norman.
Goodbye, nurse. Come on, son. Let's go home.
Do you want to see your wife and baby now, Mr. Cassidy?
Say, what's the matter with him?
Mr. Norman?
Yeah. He acted so funny when he was leaving. Almost like he was going to bawl.
Mrs. Norman died 4 days after the baby was born. She was buried this afternoon.
She was?
Yes. She was such a grand person, we all felt very badly.
Jeez. And he didn't say nothing.
Oh?
No, not a word. And me busting my gums about what a bum break I got. Oh, gee whiz. No wonder he looked so sad. And I thought he looked sort of funny when he read me that motto, that saying on the wall. Time heals all wounds.
Mr. Cassidy,
Yeah.
Why don't you read the other one?
What other one?
That one.
I complained because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet.
Shall we go and see Mrs. Cassidy now?
No. No. Gee, I sure am a lug. Hey, nurse, you got a pencil?
Yes?
Take this card. Now, scratch out that part after Cassidy.
You mean the Anne sign?
Yeah. That's good. Now, print it in. Real neat, will you? And daughter.
Cassidy. And daughter. Long distance hauling.
Yeah. Now, put that in an envelope. And mail it to Mr. Norman, will you? Here's his address. He gave me his card. Yeah. And here's a nickel for the stamp. Will you do that right away? Tonight?
Yes. Yes, I'll be glad to.
I was such a jerk. I want to be sure he gets it first thing in the morning.
I'll mail it tonight.
Okay. Now let's go see my family.
You have just heard No Shoes by Lawrence DuPont, Attraction 36 on Radio City Playhouse. Bernard Grant was heard as Mike Cassidy. Ivor Francis was John Norman. Other players in the cast included Bill Keane, Helen Choate, Bill Lipton, and Wilda Hinkle. The production was directed by Harry W. Duncan. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonough.
This is Harry Duncan again. Next week, Radio City Playhouse will give up its time to a special hour-long show in support of the forthcoming Opportunity Bond Drive of the United States Treasury. An address by President Truman will be a feature of this broadcast. Be with us, however, the following week for Attraction 37 on Radio City Playhouse. Good night, everybody.
Bob Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.